But Jesus said, those that will drink until they are filled with me.
All
right. Those that will drink until it began to overflow. Hallelujah. They will have an experience in my presence. An experience in the lives that what the world throw at you will pass you by, because there is no place for them that they can find to abide, because you are all full, no room. Hallelujah. Have no ecstasy. Everything is filled to the brim. Hallelujah. And therefore I can experience this wonderful life in the realm of the spirit that God had given you and me in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so he went on to say, if any man thirst, boy, I'm thirsty. I had a drink. I want some more. Hallelujah. And that's what's so good about it. You can drink until you get filled, then you get, and then you want some more. Hallelujah. And your spirit man will begin to expand. And as your spirit man expands, the revelation comes. And you begin to see yourself, who you are in Christ, and who the enemy is that Christ defeated. That he has no place, no claim, no rule, no authority over you to inflict your life with his stuff. But you have the authority to rule and dominate. Not only him, but your mind and your spirit and your circumstance around you. You won't go through life with doom and gloom. You won't go through life trying to figure out what you're going to do. But you go through life with a purpose. You go through life with a plan. You go through life because you have been designated by God to do what you're doing. And there's nothing in that fallen world can control you. May come against you, but you can say like Paul, I overcame them all. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So glory to God. This spirit-filled life, the world, the church world, have tried to keep the believer from finding out about it by feeding us false religion, false statements about God. They make statements like this: God don't heal today. But I thought the Lord said, I'm the Lord, I change not. When did he change from a healer to not a healer? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. When did he change from giving, he had given the Holy Spirit, and not letting you receive him? I thought he came on the day of Pentecost. I thought he said that it was for every believer to receive and have this experience. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, and the Bible said, he that believeth on him, this is verse 38. He that believeth on me, glory to God. As the scripture has said, out of his belly, where? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And verse 39 says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Well, have he been glorified? Have the Spirit come? Has he came yet? Have he showed up? Is he here? Or do we look for another? Huh? So if the Holy Spirit is here, and Jesus said these things about him, glory to God, then why would he tell us something that wasn't true? Give me Luke 24, 45. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why would he tell us something that's not true? Or why would he say in his word, anybody in the house? Out of one blood came all nation. And why would he pick out just a few people to do it for and leave the rest of the people out? No, 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 that's not God. Because the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world. You notice what that scripture didn't say? For God so loved the Jews that he gave his only begotten son. It didn't say God so loved the Caucasian man. Hello? That he gave his only begotten son. It didn't say, for God so loved the African American man that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't say, for God so loved the Spanish man or the person. Is that right? But it does say what? God so loved the world that he gave what? Even though people tried to separate Jesus and make him be their own God and not your God. But you have a Bible and this is a free world. Hallelujah. And nobody can stop you from believing the word of God but you. Hallelujah. So Jesus said in Luke's gospel, talking about a spirit-filled life. Then, because see, he wanted them to know. So then he did what? Open the eyes, open their understanding, rather. He opened their understanding that they might understand what? The scripture. Keep going. And said unto them, thus it is written. And thus it behooved Christ to do what? To suffer. And to what? Rise from the dead. When? The third day. Do we have all this in scripture? Do you have all this in your Bible? And he just said, when you find it written in scripture, that's documented. All right. It's been sealed. Yeah. It's a God promise. Yeah. It's a covenant promise. Yeah. It's a promise that God will not renege on. Yeah. It's a promise that been sworn to you in blood. Yeah. If you can find it written, that's why the enemy challenged you to get off your faith and get on feeling when it comes to healing. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you find it written, I don't care if the doctors say you're going down. All right. We believe in doctors, don't we? Yeah. We thank God for them. Yeah. But when they don't agree with the word of God, guess who I'm going with? You don't have to guess. You already know. Right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he said, behooved Christ to suffer and to what? To rise from the dead the third day. Keep going. Hallelujah. And that what? Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among the Jews. Oh, that's the way your Bible reads? You mean all the people? Black and white? Rich and poor? Big and skinny? Short and tall? Huh? All nation? What should be preached? That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. Notice it didn't say anything about Muhammad. Didn't say anything about Buddhists. Didn't even say anything about your church. It said in his name. Am I right about it?
Yeah.